morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Right, we got 18 days until Celebrity Big Brother is back. They're bringing this thing back if you're a fan of the show. I don't know who's going to be in it this year.
I'll get an update for you.
It'll be about 7 or 8 people you've never heard of and then 2 people that used to be famous.
Yeah, that's actually it.
98 days to go for those of you in Cork lucky enough to get tickets for Glastonbury. I don't know if I could do it. A 5-day festival. You need to be festival fit for that crack.
You do, yeah.
I could do 2. Then I'll get crabby and I want to go home.
I'd be the same as you, I'd say.
So if you want to, if you're going to Glastonbury, again, a few of the acts have been announced. There's still a few surprises. I would be very surprised if Oasis aren't on the bill.
I would be too, yeah.
Speaking of which, they're back together in 107 days. And it's 453 days too.
The World Cup.
The World G Cup. Today is International Happiness Day across the globe. So I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
If not, do something that makes you happy, like eat cake out of a fridge at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, do.
Morning, Vic. And today's World Storytelling Day. Yes, it's International Storytelling Day.
Okay.
Oh my God, have you got good stories for us? Everybody has a favourite story. You know that story that you've told everyone so much that they roll their eyes and go, oh Jesus.
I know, yeah.
Story about the dog again.
Tell us about your dad.
We were talking about the astronauts earlier on, Vic, all right? The astronauts went off to space and they vanished. They went on an 8-day mission and they were gone for 8 months.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like what my dad did with Euro 88. He told Mam he's gone over for the England game.
I love this story.
Ray Houghton put one in the back of the net and we beat England. So he rings, he goes, I'm going to have to hang on now for the rest of it. He was gone for 3 weeks.
Love that story.
He went to Ireland versus Russia. That was when Ronnie Whelan scored one of the greatest goals of all time. And then he was there when we lost to the Netherlands 1-0 and we had to come home.
But did he just ring your mum and say,
We won this game. We have to go to the next one. I'll see you in a few weeks.
How long was he initially going for?
I don't know. It felt like a month. He was gone for one game, but it felt like he was gone for a month.
How old were you?
I would have been about 7 or 8 at the time.
You were like, where's dad?
Watching
for the
crowd.
Last month. I love that.
He's
story.
Gone on a very, very important mission.
That's right.
To watch football. Fair play. Dads these days can't get away with that crack.
No, you cannot.
We'll be tracked and tagged.
24 hours we've got the search party out. That's
it. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Fernando Torres and King Kenny. Yes, English boxer and prankster is 28 today.
There you go.
By the way, speaking of those astronauts, they have photographs all over the papers this morning and all of the headlines are saying the same thing, space-aged.
Yeah, it does. They
have. Oh my God. They look like 20 years older from being up there for so long. But you're in zero gravity and it really affects your body.
You just got like a prune, do you?
When they came home, they couldn't walk because they had... You know when you sit in the jacks for too long on your phone and you lose the power of your legs?
No.
That's what...
I don't.
They couldn't... They because they've been floating around for so long, they couldn't stand up, so they had to be carried off the little
wobbly.
Pod. Wobbly legs. They'll have flu-like symptoms for about a month, apparently, as their body adjusts. And they'll have baby feet. Their feet will have shrunk so much because, again, they're not using their feet, so they come back with little tiny baby feet.
Okay, that's
honestly
really
strange. It's mad what it does to the body. But they're home safe. And
in some ways, I know it probably wasn't much fun for them, but for us it's really interesting, isn't it, to see what happens when you're in space for that long.
Yeah. Yeah, so won't be going there anytime soon. when days like this, I call them G-days. Okay, everybody, if you're a golfer, today is a G-day. It's a day that you come up with. You have an hour now to convince the boss you've got a meeting in Limerick. Or your partner, yeah. Clubs in the boot, lads. It's a G-day.
All right, just saying.
Do a bit of swinging today.
Off the
golf tone.
Oh, whatever, you know.
Yeah, stay away from an airport tail there, lads. We've heard the rumours. We're sitting out in the office yesterday having a chat, okay? And our lovely Vic was just being Vic. You know, when I say Vic was being Vic, what would you think?
Just random stuff that comes out of a goblin.
Yeah.
See, there you go. Yeah. Started.
There you go.
What actually happened was you were telling me off because I was putting the recycling into the wrong bin.
Yeah, so that's fair. I said, Vic, this is the recycling bin. You put the paper in that. And she was like, this is the recycling bin. I said, no, that's the one Derek empties every day with all my banana skins in it.
And I was like, all right.
All right, okay. So just whatever facial feature she made, I was like, hang on a second. We've been talking about this on the show a lot. So Vic's never met her dad.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have a theory. I think your father might be. It just hit me like a revelation yesterday. I think Rowan Atkins is your dad. I think you are the daughter of Mr. B.
I think you're right, you know.
I can see the resemblance.
See the resemblance.
There's actually a resemblance. There is.
Turn to the side.
There you go.
Now say, Vic.
Vic. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Vic, I'm your dad.
Mrs. Vic. So, yeah, we're convinced. Have you, like, you know, maybe back in the
there's
day.
There's a possibility.
There's a possibility.
Yeah. There always is, you know.
But who you knows? you have the comedic timing. You have,
Thank you very much, sir.
Your brand is funny and lovely and daftness.
Yeah. I like whacking frozen fish off armchairs, you know.
That kind of thing. You like your teddy. Do you have a little brown teddy?
Every little teddy.
See, you even have the voice.
I know.
You are...
Mr. Bean's daughter.
Mr. Bean's daughter. I found this AI song production tool that you put in the details, which I wrote in, going, can you write a song, please, about Victoria Nichols being Mr. Bean's daughter and make it an 80s banger. All right, so this is what it's... It did this in 60 seconds, all right? Have a listen. All together now.
It's not bad, you know.
There you go.
A splash of chaos is the most accurate description.
A splash of chaos, she's in control.
I'm not chaotic, lads.
Thank you.
Vic, your car is probably on fire out in the car park as we speak.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM Breakfast. This is KC. There's Mr. Bean's daughter. What about that song, though?
That is actually really cool.
But you know, the funny thing about it is when I put it in, it gave me five different versions. There's a real slow Adele version of that.
Oh, we've got to hear all the versions.
Yeah, no, that would have made you cry. I needed the upbeat
version.
Fair
enough, yeah. Anyway. I liked the Victoria Nichols bit the best.
A spelling issue there, was there?
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Oh, hello, Charles.
Good morning, Casey.
We meet again. Do you know that Victoria took an absolute roasting on the phones yesterday?
I did, yeah.
When you were on for Pop Quiz. There was a lovely lady that rang up and she was disgusted.
She was.
With my question about Herbie Rides Again.
Yeah. And she gave out
sting and insisted that you come back on. We had arranged it anyway, but here you are.
Let me just tell you something, Charlie, right? Mm-hmm. You are treated better than I'm treated here. KC handed me a package this morning when I came in at quarter past five. Gave me a package and said, please make sure this gets to Charlie. And I had a look inside. Mm-hmm. It was a box of chocolate fingers.
The orange-flavoured chocolate fingers.
Orange
They're the nicest ones.
Chocolate fingers. What else? There was loads of stuff in there. So I had to put a big note on it going, please make sure this goes to Charlie.
Now, he could be taking a grand as well. If so, I'm eating your biscuits. Is that all right?
Taking the biscuits back. So, yeah, special treatment there, Charles.
And I did promise you, what else did I throw in there? An extra few seconds?
There's a few things.
And I've given him the first four answers.
There you go.
Okay. So I think we're even, Stevens. I can't be nicer to you now, Charlie.
Exactly, yeah.
It's up to you to win the money.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who had a hit with the song Happy in 2013?
Pharrell Williams.
Question number two. What movie features a character, Darth Vader?
Star Wars.
What famous stout beer originates from Cork? There's two of them, actually.
Murphy's.
Question number four. In what movie does Tom Hanks say life is like a box of chocolates?
Forrest Gump.
What pop star is known for the hit Everything I Wanted?
Oh.
Everything I Wanted. Come on, Charlie.
Take a guess.
My brain freeze.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, first name. Billy.
Billy Eilish.
Question number six. What actor played James Bond from 1995 to 2002?
Pierce Brosnan.
What 2009 sports film follows an English football club on the rise with an American coach? I think it's an Apple show.
Yeah, it is.
Ted Lasso.
Who captained Ireland to the Six Nations title in 2018? I'll keep going for 5 seconds.
Okay.
In 2018.
Johnny Sexton.
And question number 9. What Irish director? Time is up, but I'll go. What Irish director won an Oscar for Best Director in 2023?
Ooh. Don't know.
It was Martin McDonagh. Banshees. Banshees of Inisherin. Charles, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Charles.
You couldn't do me any better, in fairness. Thanks
so
very much.
You got everything right up to... Billie Eilish wasted a bit of time on us, unfortunately. Pierce Brosnan. Yeah. Did you say Pierce? You did.
Yeah. He did,
Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
A show I haven't seen yet. Have you seen it?
Oh my God, I
just haven't got around to it.
Oh, it's so good.
There's too much telly.
I know.
There's too many things to watch.
Not enough hours in the day, yeah.
I need to get back to that.
Yeah.
Listen, my friend, you've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. You've got your new Red FM travel mugs. You've got your chocolate bickies. And
you've got your travel mug. Yeah, come out and pick all that up.
Yeah.
I will.
And we'll have you back again,
Charles. My old dad will be thrilled.
Your what?
My owl dowel will be thrilled.
What will be thrilled, Vic?
His owl dowel.
Thanks, Charlie. Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Got a question for you, gang.
Okay.
And you'll be very surprised with this. Where is the dirtiest place in your house? Don't say the bedroom. Thank you. Yes, where is the filthiest, dirtiest place in your entire home, do you think?
I'm going to guess just inside your front door, because that's where everyone comes in with their dirty feet and shoes.
Does everyone allow people to wear shoes in their house?
Yeah.
No, don't. Oh my God, I seen a video the other day, one of those things on Reels, where they did this kind of germ testing from people walking outside. You don't know what you're walking in. You bring it into your house then. It's all over the carpets, all over the floors.
Yeah. Shoes, so if I come over to your house, it's like, can you take your
shoes off? There's a little pair of complimentary thingies there at the door.
Oh, is there complimentary slippers?
Yeah, you can wear my Crocs. They're Knox, actually. They're not real ones.
Well, I wear my shoes off at work, so that wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
Dirtiest place in the house, Kelly.
I'm going to say the kitchen.
Thanks, Kelly.
She's suddenly got an English accent.
Bean.
Sorry, my love.
The dirty... It's maybe like in the kitchen near the bin area or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say kitchen as well. Kitchen or bathroom.
Nobody going for the toilet bowl or the toilet seat or around the back
the
of the jacks?
Bathroom's pretty bad.
They're around the back.
0868104106 if you want to pipe in. The dirtiest, filthiest place is... this is going to be really surprising because they've done... Like, they did swabbings of rooms and they did a lot of kind of research into it. One person has it. Well done, Fiona.
I don't even know what that means.
It's your couch.
Ooh.
Is it?
Your couch. The thing, your settee, the thing you sit on all the time. Think about it. All the food you eat on it, dog jumps up on it.
Yeah.
Kids are picking their nose and God knows what. It is manky. Your couch is the dirtiest place in your house. And then you have a couple of lads staying over as well. You know, like God knows what will turn up on it. But anyway, just letting you know.
Thanks for that.
Get onto your local cleaner. You know the person that turns up with one of those steam cleaner jobbies? Yeah. That's what you need to get your gaff sorted. Your settee tonight, when you're sitting down, is manky.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So,
anytime. That's what I'm here for. I'm just looking out for you, you know?
Thanks, Casey.
You're very welcome. Waking up in Cork. Lads, it's International Storytelling Day today.
Okay.
Mm. It's a day that you break out your best and tell your buddy, did I ever tell you that story about X, Y, and Z? And everybody has one. You, Kelly, you have a favourite story that you tell all your buddies all the time.
Do I?
You do. You have. Everybody has one. You have that go-to story, and then they roll their eyes and go, oh, Jesus.
Oh, here she goes again.
Here she goes again with the Jack Russell. My favourite story is a true story. But I'm obsessed with Shanna Keys. Eddie Lenihan, you know the Irish Shanna Key from Kerry. He lives up in Clare, but he's been collecting old stories from hundreds of years.
Oh, cool.
You know, going to meet old people and getting the stories put down on tape. He has the biggest collection of stories in the world in his shed up in Clare. He has thousands of tapes full of old Irish stories, Irish folklore. This, I swear to you, this is a true story. Myself and Lenny used to do the show years ago.
Oh yeah.
Remember we went skiing with Top Flight?
Yes.
And we took about 30 listeners out. Yeah. We went out to a place called Andorra, which is a mountainous region between Spain and France, and it's duty free. So there's no tax and stuff up there. So you're up the mountain, everything's cheap as chips. When we were there, we were in this little après ski bar that used to be an old cow shed, but somebody bought it and turned it into a pub and put little candles everywhere.
That's cool.
Coolest little place we were ever in. There was a Maori guy from New Zealand that was working behind the bar and had been working there for years. He might have been the owner, but he asked us where we were from, and I told him, "Oh, we're over from Cork in Ireland." And he said, "I've got a cousin from Ireland, like a long distance relative."
Okay.
And he swore to me this is a true story, so I'm going with it. The cousin from Ireland, his name was Jimmy the Fiddler. Okay. No, not that. This. Okay, the instrument. Jimmy was a busker that used to busk on the streets of somewhere up in the Midlands around Louth or something like that. He was a bit of a rogue character. But Jimmy wrote a letter out to this guy that was working behind the bar. He used to send them letters of what he was up to. And he says Jimmy got arrested for shoplifting. Jimmy the Fiddler, the Irish busker. He wrote in the letter what had happened. He said he was in his local shop. And it was the fourth or fifth time they caught him putting food down his jocks while he was outside busking. And the shop owner called him and said, "This is the last time, I'm calling the guards." And he called the guards, and the guards arrived. And Jimmy had put a tin of peaches down his trousers. Right? And they took him away because he'd done it so many times. They were like, "We're going to teach him a lesson." Jimmy gets brought to court, small claims court or whatever the court to bring you. And he was up in front of the judge. And the judge said, "We're going to give you a day in jail for every peach that was in that tin, Jimmy." Oh. So they worked it out at about three peaches. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
3 days in jail. And the judge said to him, "Have you anything to say?" And Jimmy the Fiddler said, "Well, I'm glad I didn't steal a tin of beans."
You're a messer.
I swear to God,
that
is a true story.
With KC, love waking up in Cork. Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
We were talking about Celebrity Big Brother, which is back in about a week or so. But the rumoured additions to Celebrity Big Brother.
Okay.
Again, I told you, there'll be loads of people that you don't know, loads of people that you've never heard of, and then some people that you might.
Right.
Danny Beard.
Don't know.
RuPaul's Drag Race winner, Danny Beard.
Don't know.
Not familiar with him. Jack P. Shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Angelica Bell,
former
children's BBC presenter.
Right.
Chris Hughes, Love Island star.
Right.
Tommy Fiore.
I know him.
Tommy's going in, apparently. Rebecca Vardy could be going in.
Yeah.
These are all rumoured. And Ella Morgan as well, the reality star from Married at First Sight. There are a couple of the names floating around as to who could be going into the old Big Brother house, which is back.
Yes. Singer Teddy Swims has been given out. He's not happy.
What's wrong with him?
He's not happy about fans who look for his autograph with the sole intention of making money with it on eBay.
Oh, they do this all the time.
Yeah, he was talking about a little recent trip to Manchester. And he was cornered by a few kids, but have a listen to what he has to say.
And this happens a lot, you know. I'm in Manchester. There's these kids outside the hotel. They come up to me and they say, "Oh, Teddy, we love you. Can we get a picture?" And of course, absolutely you can. By the time I get done taking these pictures, here comes, they pull out four taped together microphones. They pull out 15 different pit guards. They pull out all these printed pictures of me. And there I say, "Look, man, I'm not doing the eBay stuff. I'm not going to like sign something for you to sell to fans. You don't care about me. You don't care about my music. You don't care about my fans. You just want to like make money off those people who care about me. And I just don't think that's cool. I would sign anything for free. I will always love on people that love me. Love on people, give love back. But I just am not going to do the eBay stuff."
Yeah, but how do you know if they're legitimate fans or they're you can't tell if they're not going to have like an eBay jumper on. You know
no,
what I mean?
I think it's when they pull out multiple items, like you said, four microphones taped together, 15 pictures to sign, 20 of this. You know exactly what they're doing with that.
Maybe they're just like getting Teddy stuff signed. I don't know.
I think he's got a fair point, and I can see how that would annoy him, really, because I suppose if it's a genuine fan, it's usually, I mean, I don't know. Have you ever been asked to sign anything or take selfies?
Me?
Take selfies?
Just have the odd one.
Yeah, you have.
But again, I kind of cringe with embarrassment for that kind of stuff because I don't. Well, I'm a radio person. I'm not a celebrity.
Oh, absolutely.
That's it, like 100%.
But this is just.
That's your job.
That's your job. But I will say this, Teddy's missing a trick.
Okay.
If I was Teddy Schwimms, I'd be signing my own jocks and putting them up online. Making a fortune.
Making money off yourself.
Why wouldn't you?
We're still talking about, of course, the critically acclaimed series Adolescence. There's been some confirmation on the future of it. First of all, I need to tell you that it's reached over 24 million views in the first 4 days of its release alone, which is huge.
Yeah.
Stephen Graham's fantastic. You said he was a Is he a co-writer?
He's a co-writer of the show, yeah.
He is just so talented. We were talking about him on the show yesterday. But they've been talking about whether the show will have any future because at the minute it's just 4 episodes, isn't it, for that series?
It is, yeah.
So, they've been talking about the fact that it could definitely run and run and that they may tackle different teenage issues. But Stephen Graham was talking about his dad yesterday on Capital, and it's a lovely story. Have a listen.
I had posters on my wall of Taxi Driver and different actors. My dad had got me.
And then you ended up working with him.
Can you imagine what that phone call was like? I went, Dad, and he was like, what? I went, you'll never guess who I'm going to be working with. And he was like, who? And I went, Marty's asked me to do a film again. And he was like, oh, wow, that's amazing, son. I went, yeah. I've gone. And my dad, you know, he proper backed me. And my mum, they supported me throughout everything, do you know what I mean? All the struggles you go through and everything. And he was, you can imagine. Anyway, it was unbelievable. You know, he was so proud. Sometimes it only takes one person, doesn't it, to help you achieve your goal or to believe in the dream that you have. And my dad was that person, and my mum.
Lovely man.
He's so cool.
So nice. Yeah. For those of you tearing into that, I still didn't get to it last night. I'm going to do it tonight. I have 2 episodes.
I have to wait for the weekend.
Vic, if I know you, and I know you, you will be in a hoop after watching this.
See, that's why I have to wait for the weekend. It'll take me 2 days to get over it.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. That's your bits. It's 10 to 8. Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.